Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
Good morning to you. This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way Things Ought to Be. Exodus 20 and Deuteronomy 5, where the Ten Commandments are given in their codified form, the fifth commandment says, "Honor your father and your mother, that your days may be long upon the land the Lord your God is giving you." Now, this commandment takes in a lot of territory. Assuming the fathers of that generation, the parents of that generation, had brought up their kids in the admonition of the Lord, as it tells us to do in the New Testament, and they, the parents, lived the right way, that is, by God's law, and would have taught their kids God's way, God's law, beginning at a very early age, and generation after generation, right on down to our day, honoring what their parents stood for. Our days not only would have been long upon the land, but very successful, very prosperous, very pleasant. We would have known the purpose of life, why we were born, and what our destiny is. I hope you do honor your parents, not only on Father's Day or Mother's Day, but every day. I hope you can and will embrace the good, the right they stand for, and draw upon the experience they've had, and will honor the hoary head. I hope that you will be visiting your father tomorrow and showing respect any way that you can. And be very thankful to your father in heaven that you had or that you have good parents that cares for you and taught you. And be very thankful to your parents and show your appreciations for them and the effort that they put in rearing you. Many people in this world lost their father in war. Many people in this world and in our nation as well don't know who their father is. There are some out there writing articles about the destruction of the essential fathers. Researchers Mr. Silverstein and Carl F. Auerbach claim that fathers as we have known and loved them are obsolete, aren't really needed anymore, aren't essential to the well-being of children. Well, that must be a surprise to God, because God says, honor your father and your mother. And it shouldn't come to any surprise to us that we're living in the day now that we have same-sex marriages. And it doesn't seem to matter to some people whether kids have a father or whether kids have a mother. Divorce is rampant, and kids are left defending themselves, it seems, in too many cases. A lot of historians have analyzed the decline and the fall of the Roman Empire, observing the decline in character and morality that contributed to the empire's demise, and they concluded that at its roots were the wavering of family unity, which historian E.B. Cassel says was mostly attributable to the absence of the father, which had become traveling business people, much as we see today in our society, just too busy to fill the proper role as a father. Does that sound like our society today? Just too involved in too many other things to be around and be the proper father that you ought to be there to train, to rear, to teach your kids the way you ought to. And the result of the father's absence was a casual attitude about marriage. So divorce skyrocketed. Sound like our society today, doesn't it? Divorce skyrocketing. Well, my friend, it pays big dividend to listen to what the Creator, the Father of all, has to say about the father's role in the family. Notice what God has to say back in Deuteronomy chapter 6. Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 1. Now, this is the commandment, and these are the statutes and judgments which the Lord your God has commanded to teach you, that you may observe them in the land which you are crossing over to possess. Now, this command was given just a few days before Israel, our forefathers, went over into the promised land. Verse 2, so that you may fear the Lord your God to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I command you and your son and your grandson all the days of your life, and that your days may be prolonged. Therefore, hear, O Israel, and be careful to observe it, that it may be well with you, and that you may multiply greatly. The Lord your God has promised you a land flowing with milk and honey. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. And these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. Now it says, you shall talk of God's law, of God's way. In other words, have that on your mind. Let it be a conscious thing in your mind. And you teach, you take time to teach your children. As a matter of fact, you must know God's way before you can do that. So you have to live a godly life. You've got to know the right way. You've got to know God's law before you can teach them to your sons, to your grandson, and your daughters. Going on here, you shall teach them diligently to your children. You shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. In other words, you have them on your mind, and you are teaching your kids all the time, making sure that they understand and that they know the right way to go, the right way to live. You shall bind them as a sign on your hand. Indeed, my friends, let everything you do be guided by God's law. Be guided by God's word. That's what God's saying here in this passage. And they shall be as frontlets before your eyes. Yes, be engraved on your heart, on your mind, in your brain, if you will. Be thinking about them. You shall write them on your doorposts of your house and on your gates. In other words, you shall have them where they are seen. You know, today we see the commandments setting out in people's yards after 9/11. That became a pretty popular thing to do. Now, they're only put out there and they're short and formed. But I hope that people that have gone to the trouble of doing that, I hope that they are living by those laws. That is what we are supposed to do, is to live by God's laws as He has commanded. And God is telling us here a message for ancient Israel, but it is for our day as well, because we are the modern descendants of ancient Israel. And in chapter 5, God repeated the Ten Commandments here. And He's telling here in chapter 6, our forefathers, and as I said, a message for us today to obey those commandments and to teach those commandments, to live by those commandments, to honor our Father in heaven by doing so. And if we were doing that, my friends, we would have no trouble in honoring our Father, our physical father, and our physical mother today. So it shall be when the Lord your God brings you into the land of which He swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give you large and beautiful cities which you did not build, houses full of all good things which you did not fill, hewn out wells which you did not dig, vineyards and olive trees which you did not plant, when you have eaten and are full. God gave us warning, says, when you have eaten and when you are full, when things seem to be going well for you, going well with you. Then He says in verse 12, then beware lest you forget the Eternal, who brought you out of the land of Egypt from the house of bondage. You shall fear the Lord your God and serve Him and shall take oath in His name. Well, God gave us warning after warning. Don't forget God. Don't forget His laws. Don't throw them out the window and say that we are sufficient on our own. Don't do like our forefathers did. Go into that promised land and then forget all about God when things were going well with them. You know, we've lived in this land and we have forgotten our God because we have been filled to the full with material possessions. We haven't had a land or haven't had to live in a land of want. We've had plenty. We've had too much. That is, too much in the sense that it has caused us to feel that we don't need our Heavenly Father. And my friends, we haven't taken time to rear and to train our children the way that we ought to. We haven't taken that time to do that. Notice what God goes on to say here in Ephesians 6, beginning in verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise. This is in the New Testament, my friends, a direct quote from the Old Testament. No, God hasn't nailed His laws to the cross. God didn't do away with His laws. They are still there. They are those inexorable spiritual laws that we are to live by. that would be, would have been, and would be now, if we would only obey them, a light and a lamp to our feet, to our path. It says, honor your father and your mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. God is not mocked. God knew and gave us warning that if we would honor our father and our mother, then that things would go much better for us. It says, and you fathers, do not provoke your children to wrath, but bring them up in the training and admonition of the Lord. This is in the New Testament. This is the duty of you fathers. If you are a father now rearing children, and you want your children to grow up to be honorable and respectful adults, then you must teach them and train them from God's Word. Bring them up in the admonition of the Lord. You know, statistics shows that most of the kids that grow up to be teenage criminals have come from a fatherless home. It is actually shown by statistics that 70% of the population of our inner cities are fatherless, and another 30% out in the rest of society are unwed mothers rearing kids or with families. Hopefully they're rearing kids. But if you want to have a good son and a good daughter, then you must be a godly father and a godly mother. You must bring them up in the admonition of the Lord. Teach them and train them what's right and what's wrong, and set the right example for them yourself. If you would like to know more about what your role as a parent is, we invite you to call us at 1-800-611-8080 for your free pamphlet, University of the Home. This will help you to understand more than I've had time to bring to you today on this program. Just dial 1-800-611-8080. I hope you will honor your father and your mother tomorrow and every day. And I hope you will fill your role according to God's Word as being a father and as bringing up your kids in the admonition of the Lord.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.